This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
So the saying that I overheard, a son is a son till they meet their wife, but a daughter is your daughter for the rest of her life. Are you gagging? Did I hear the Rocky Roads gag?
Yeah.
I'm dying to know anyone's thoughts on this. This texter said her mother-in-law actually is Marie Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, there we go.
She said she's always babying my husband. He can do no wrong. I can do no right. Tread lightly with that, mother-in-law. This is me talking. Because how often would you want to go hang out with a woman who thinks you're a dud and her baby boy is a prince? Because I got news for you, moms. If you speak that way, you're the only one who thinks that way. Nobody views your boy that way. And you are setting up your son to feel like the world is against him because you've never given him an accurate assessment of his behavior or his personality.
Yeah, it can
Why would you do that?
It can be too much at times.
Renee said, I totally disagree with that statement, that old cliche. We're very close to both sets of our parents, and my husband's mom always treated me like one of her kids. Renee said, I was very lucky to have been able to call her my mother-in-law, and before she passed, she gave me a necklace that was engraved. It said, daughter-in-law by chance, best friend by choice. Oh, that brings tears to my eyes, Renee.
Much better expression.
Yes. And I don't think my brothers ever favor their wives' families. In fact, we all collectively kind of are a family. I talk to both of my brothers' wives' family members, if that makes sense. Like we text, we share memes, birthday messages. So I think you can all just be a big group together too. What about Diana? This is the final one I'll read. She said, it's not true if everybody has healthy relationships with each other, but can I just say that people who say boy mom, they're friggin' weird. I don't mind boy mom, unless you use it in a toxic way. Like, I'm a boy mom, and anybody they date or marry totally sucks.
So the opposite of a girl dad, boy mom.
I like both of those expressions. I just think it means you're proud to be a parent. But maybe this is someone who's had it used, like I said, in a toxic way. He never has to learn how to do the laundry, even though he's 40, because I'm a boy mom, and I do it for him.
Being called a boy mom, that's tough. That's tough on your street cred a little bit.
No, for the mother, you can be a boy mom. Like if you have all boys or all girls or something, girl dad, boy mom. I see what you're saying.
Totally different.
I don't have a problem with
it. Totally different. Girl dad is kind of a cool thing for dads to say.
This might be a fight for another day.